Welcome to Relationship CPR, the program that helps you live out Romans 12:18. I'm your host, Ron Price, relationship speaker, humorist, and author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox book series. Our topic today is Healthy Ways to Address Conflict, Part 1. I have no idea how many parts we're going to put to this, but we're going to cover Part 1 today. Now, I need you to realize something you already know. Conflict is inevitable. You are going to have conflict from time to time with others with whom you interact on a regular basis. While conflict is inevitable, damaged relationships, poor morale, low productivity, those are all optional depending on how you handle or manage the conflict. You've heard me say this before, I bet I'll say it again. You can't avoid conflict and you shouldn't even try. Avoiding conflict, it's impossible for one, but it's usually damaging. It's not the best course of action to take, typically. But you can prevent conflict from occurring, and you can resolve conflict. Always? No, I'm not going to say that. But again, as we read in Romans 12:18, as far as it depends on you, as a believer in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you need to do your part. You need to manage conflict. So let me share a few tips with you today. Number one, if you have a concern with someone else, somebody is getting on your nerves or under your skin, you know what I'm talking about, and you don't like that, and you want it to change, you had better voice your concerns well. Because if you do it poorly, the behavior is probably going to get worse, or the relationship is going to end. You can't put the other person on the defensive. You've got to attack the behavior, the whatever it is that's causing you concern without attacking the person. So I want to share with you a technique that I learned from the folks at PREP Inc., Prevention and Relationship Enhancement Program. I think you've heard me mention them before. You're probably going to hear me mention them again. I've learned a lot from them. Very great information, very useful, practical information. They have a concept they call the XYZ technique. XYZ. Again, you have someone, a coworker, a church member, a family member, whoever. Somebody is doing something that is making it difficult for you to experience joy and peace and harmony in that relationship, and you want to bring it to their attention. Here's how you do it. When you do X in situation Y, I feel Z. Let's break that down for you. When you do X, again, the specific as you can, cite the behavior, the actions that are causing you trouble. As specific as you can. In situation Y, that just adds credibility. You know, when you come home at night and just throw your coat over the couch, I feel, that's the Z. I feel like you don't appreciate that I try to keep a nice home here. Or when you showed up late for that meeting last Wednesday, I felt like you didn't appreciate you're part of the team and we need each other, that kind of response. Attack the behavior. Attack the activities, if you will. Don't attack the person. X, Y, Z. When you do X in situation Y, so they really understand what you're driving at, what you're addressing, I feel Z. I feel frustrated. I feel anxious. I feel disappointed. I feel frustrated. I feel whatever. By the way, you can also do this in a positive. You know, when you stopped off to get ice cream last week when you knew my throat was sore, I felt so loved. I felt so appreciated. X, Y, Z. Attack the problem. Don't attack the person. Here's another one that I kind of like. I picked this up from Joyce Weiss, who's a conflict management expert. She likes to, when she's going to voice a concern to somebody, she likes to soften it a little bit by saying, you know, on the one hand, this and this. On the other hand, this and this. On the one hand, I really appreciate how you work here and your faithfulness and your dedication to the company. On the other hand, and boy, then you lower the boom. No, then you address the behavior that is not in line with whatever the positive was that you began with. And make sure the positive is genuine. Make it sincere. Don't use flattery. Flattery will get you nowhere. Look for the good. We talked about that last time, I believe. Point out the good. And then gently, but directly, point out the not so good. What's getting in the way of a harmonious, peaceful relationship? On the one hand, this and this. On the other hand, this and this. It's a neat technique. I've used it a few times and found good success. I encourage you to do the same. Another helpful tip in conflict management is you got to understand the power of emotions and how crucial it is that we control our emotions. All too often in conflict situations, I've seen it in my office, you've seen it in other places, somebody will have an emotional hijack. Now that's worthy of further explanation, which we will do right after we take this quick break.
If you're enjoying these informative tips from Ron Price, be sure to visit his website, ronprice.com. There you'll find helpful articles and posts he has written, plus information about a video course he recorded for churches and small group ministries. Again, that's ronprice.com. If you have a specific question or situation you're facing, you may email him at ron@ronprice.com. Again, that's ron@ronprice.com.
We are back looking at healthy ways to address conflict, to manage conflict. Just before the break, I was talking about emotional hijackings. You have a part of your brain that thinks. It's located right in the front, just above your eyes. It's called the frontal lobe, or I've heard it called the prefrontal cortex. But the frontal lobe is the seat of reason and rationale and thought. Think of it as the command center of the brain. And by the way, it's interesting. I heard a study that when you put somebody in an MRI machine, a magnetic resonance imaging machine, and you ask them to pray or praise God or sing a hymn or whatever, some way worship, connect with God, it's the frontal lobe that's going to light up. The brain activity will be in the frontal lobe, which adds credence to the text where God says, "Come, let us reason together." When we operate from the frontal lobe, let me put it in your case, when you operate from the frontal lobe, although I'm the same, you are going to have better results. You're going to be more in control. You're going to be making thoughtful decisions and probably choosing the right course of action. We also have the amygdala, the deep limbic system or amygdala. That's a seat of emotions. If you're happy, you're sad, you're frustrated, you're excited, that's a different part of your brain that's in operation. And what can happen to us, any of us, is we can get so excited about something, so agitated, so irritated, we will literally shut down the thinking brain. We'll get smack dab in the emotional brain. And when that happens, brothers and sisters, all bets are off. We are capable of any type behavior that we would never do if we were in our thinking brain. When it happens behind the wheel of a car, we call it, road rage. Intelligent, thoughtful people who at that moment are anything but intelligent and thoughtful, they've gotten smack into their emotional brain, they've hijacked their thought process, and I don't need to tell you the results of what can happen in road rage situations. So let me give you a couple of thoughts for how to avoid emotional hijacking. One is you need to learn the art of calling a timeout the correct way. Let me pause for emphasis. Call a timeout the correct way. When a conversation is getting heated, we call that escalating and getting out of control. Frequently, one party will just say, "That's it, time out," and they'll storm out of the room. Wrong. Bad choice. Damaging to the relationship. Let me tell you why. When you do that avoidance withdrawal dance, where, and again, somebody wants to talk and the other doesn't, and finally one says, "Forget it," and they walk out, you're leaving the other person wondering, "Well, wait a minute, are we ever going to talk about this? Are you rejecting me? Are you rejecting the relationship?" They don't know. So you owe it to them to say, "You know what? Time out for right now. I'm too emotional. I'm not in a right frame of mind. I need a time out. I'll be back in 30 minutes, in 2 hours. Let's get together at 5:00. You let the person know that you're rejecting the ugly conversation for the moment. You are not rejecting them or the relationship. Call a timeout the right way. Let each party calm down, get back into their thinking brain, and have a rational conversation using the love talk that we spoke about in a prior episode. Conversations can be tricky when emotions are present. Hello, that's not a newsflash for you. So don't even try. If you or the other person are in your emotional brain, or what John Gottman calls being flooded, where your emotions have flooded out your thought processes, don't try to talk. Just don't do it. Don't do it. It's not going to go well. So here's another way, by the way. Maybe you can't call a timeout because you really have to discuss the matter right then and there. Here's where I suggest you be disruptive. And I love to teach this concept because when I was young, I used to get into a whole lot of trouble for being disruptive. Now as an adult, I advocate that you be disruptive. Here's how it works. You're in a conversation that is not going well. It's getting ugly, it's getting attacking, it's getting emotional, what have you. Here's all you got to do. Say, you know what, hold on. I all of a sudden have an urge to get some fresh air. How about if we step outside, let's go for a walk and talk about this along the way. You have disrupted the negative pattern, the oh yeah, what have you. You've disrupted that. You get outside and you say, you know what, that conversation was going nowhere, at least nowhere good. Let's do a do-over. We need to understand each other. You go first. And again, I remind you in a previous recording, we talked about seek first to understand, then to be understood. That can be helpful here as well. You get outside, you say, you go first. Talk to me civilly, please. Talk to me respectfully, but I'm going to do my best to listen and understand what you have to say. You're having a dust up with your teenager. Just say, you know what, hold on. All of a sudden, I have a hankering for some ice cream. How about if we hop in the car, drive down, get us an ice cream cone? You've disrupted the negative, the ugly, the unproductive. You get in the car and say, hey, come on. We need to talk with each other, not at each other. That conversation was no good. Or my Jewish heritage, I would say it was meshugana. Haven't used that word in a while. But it was not a productive conversation. Let's stop that and go in a better direction. Be disruptive. You need to learn to respond more than react. That's probably a whole separate discussion that we'll pick up another time, but I do want to share just one. There's a guy named Ken Futch. He's from Georgia. If somebody ever says something to him that sounds like a put down or an attack, rather than react, he'll calmly respond, well, that sounded like a put down. Is that how you meant it? Or that sounded like an attack. Is that how you meant it? Totally disarms, diffuses, and saves from ugliness and damage to the relationship. I like that technique a lot. Remember, folks, it's not always easy, but do your part in Romans 12:18. Get along with others. Today's Relationship CPR topic was Healthy Ways to Address Conflict Part 1, and I'm your host, Ron Price. You can contact me, by the way, at 505-324-6328. Again, 505-324-6328, or email me with a specific concern, ron@ronprice.com. You may want to purchase one or more of my books. You can do that. You can order them directly from amazon.com. Or again, email me, ron@ronprice.com, for a Strong Tower Radio listener discount. This has been a Strong Tower Radio Network production. See you next time.